out with Leah on Sunshine's Table Talk, and it is a Talk Back Table Talk Thursday. And today we're talking back about the question, is midlife dating tougher for men? And joining me on the phone, someone who's got a little bit more insight to this and to add to our conversation, is Dr. Rachel Matthews, who is a university lecturer and author of a fantastic book, Never Look Desperate. Rachel, welcome to Table Talk.
Oh, thanks, Leah. It's really lovely to be with you.
I'm so excited to have this conversation with you because this is a big question. I think, you know, dating is hard enough and more and difficult anyway. But then when we come and look at it, you know, in your later life, whether you're in your 40s, 50s or 60s, it can be really, really tricky. Can you talk me through the differences that you sort of see that might be out there for men and for women and why it might be more difficult for men?
Yeah, it's a really big question, but it's an important question, Leah. And when I was writing my book, Never Look Desperate, I was talking a lot to people who were, what they refer to as being back on the market, which I think is a terrible term because it reminds me of like a sales yard, you know, that you're sort of sitting in there with the sheep. And I had, you know, male friends and female friends and people from the queer community, all sorts of people were saying that, they thought that for men, the key missing link is friendship networks. And that the older they were getting, I'd also had female friends who were noticing this when they were going on dates also with men in their 50s as well and up, that they just don't seem to have the big, I'll call it a tribe that we have as women. I think it's a real godsend, and it's a really precious space for all of us that we always have someone, not to give us the answer to things, but to just listen. And I think also a lot of men who go through divorce and might have financial strain and work strain and perhaps, you know, mental health issues that flow on from that, isolate themselves even more from, maybe their friends who are in happy marriages and relationships. And that's when substance issues can take play. And so, without getting too morbid, we also have a crisis of men's health in our country and of a bit of a trigger warning too. You know, we have 40 men each week taking their own life. And to me, that's a crisis.
Absolutely.
And we need to talk about this. And if being single again and having to think about who am I, which is what happens when we're suddenly alone. I think we need to have these conversations.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to ask you a little bit more about the book and the research that was involved around it. You're hanging out with Leah on Sunshine's Table Talk. And our Talk Back Table Talk topic, our first one that we want you to get involved with a conversation of for the morning, is all about midlife dating for men in particular and how it might be tougher for them, especially if they don't have, they're not surrounded by a tribe or a girl gang even to cheer them on or to, you know, provide, you know, fashion advice about what to wear. And we've been chatting to Dr. Rachel Matthews, who is a university lecturer and author of this new book, Never Look Desperate. And this particular book follows, it looks at the isolation of men in particular, and it follows a central character, Bernard, in Never Look Desperate, as he navigates loss and love through his sort of years. Now, Rachel, talk to me about this book. How did you sort of come up with this character narrative and also then, you know, the conversations and the research that went into developing this story? Because it's so, while this is a work of fiction, it's such a relevant topic that I think even if you're male or female, we're struggling with isolation, we're struggling with that wanting to belong and navigating a world of dating again. In midlife, in your 50s and 60s or 30s as well, whenever really, is now so fraught. So what were some of the processes? Who were you chatting to? How did you come to this particular topic and this central character of Bernard looking through the isolation as he navigates that loss and love?
I don't mind just mentioning, you know, that in my own personal experience after a very long relationship, I was back on the market.
Yes, as they say.
And it was a bit of a shock to me, and it was very sudden. And I made some really lovely friendships. You know, a lot of the dates that I had been on didn't go anywhere. But I was starting to hear the stories of men's experiences, of their reluctance to get help, to be able to reach out to talk to somebody, and that they might say turn to something else. They might, you know, a lot of them were saying, I'm drinking a lot now, just because I'm so lonely. And Bernard's a central character in my book. He was sort of a product, I guess, of my own observations, experiences, my conversations. And I like, in my writing, because this is my third novel, I like to challenge the ridiculous expectations around us that people cannot live up to. The Kardashian idea of what beautiful is, the gym body idea. And we've got to call this stuff out. We have to talk about this stuff. And fiction's a great place to do that. And this is a comedy. It's a tragic comedy. It's been referred to and in the reviews in the newspapers. And in this, I think comedy is a great vehicle to talk, to open up these conversations. And Bernard, to me, also the male in my book, he doesn't fit all those ridiculous codes about masculinity in Australia. He doesn't play footy. He doesn't. Great. He's not sporty, but he's a beautiful photographer.
Amazing.
He has these lovely qualities that are not valued, you know, in, according to these codes. And I've had enough of it. And so I just wanted to create a voice for that.
Yeah, amazing. I mean, you're speaking my language. I love tackling taboos and taking down stereotypes of how we should present or be in the world, and you know, be the version of you that you're actually called to be, the core true self. And I can get me on a pedestal, and I'll start talking about it too much. But we've got run out of time.
That's where my title came from. Okay.
Sorry. No, you're all right. We'll have to just get you back, and we can chat. We'll have to have our
I
own
would
chat.
Love to.
But yeah, we do have to go to a short break, but. Dr. Rachel Matthews, thank you so much for joining me and sharing more about this very interesting topic, and also all about your new book, Never Look Desperate. It's been an absolute joy to chat to you.
Thank you so much, Leah. And if anyone wants to reach out to me, rachelmatthewsauthor.com, that's Matthews with double T. I'd love to hear from you. And there's space on the website for that. Thank you again, Leah, for having me.
No worries, Rachel. Have a beautiful afternoon.